Our reading for today is from the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 16. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter that rest, as he said, "As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in his way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his work. And again, in this passage he said, "They shall not enter my rest." Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterward in the words already quoted, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of God, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Mark Knuckles, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Austin, Texas.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the text for this morning is from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 to 16, and especially the 15th and 16th verse. In every respect, tempted as we are, really? That is no small statement, is it? For you can recall, as I can recall, so many of the temptations to which we have failed. And mind you, we have failed miserably, haven't we? Our great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, has experienced that of which you and I are ashamed, and that of which you and I wish we could forget. Oh, the horrors of it all. The Son of God, though, is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. But our weaknesses? Kyrie eleison. Your and my weaknesses, which we know quite thoroughly, are the very things which rob us of comfort, which rob us of confidence in drawing near to his throne of grace. It is Satan who parades those memories and all of those feelings with their attendant remorse and their ever-present guilt before the eyes of our mind, thereby eliciting the innate desire within us to withdraw from their protruding fingers of accusation and condemnation. And ultimately that means thereby withdrawing from his throne of grace, the very place where he desires we sinners to be found. such scenes within us fly in the face of the very thing our text is lovingly proclaiming to us when the writer proclaims, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace." It is a fearful thing, isn't it? To stand before the one who has created the heavens and the earth. To stand before the very one who knit us together in our mother's womb. To stand before the one who knows us better than we are able to even know ourselves. And yet we are tenderly invited to draw near because of our great high priest Jesus. He who was tempted in every way as we are was sinless, not succumbing to those very sins, which the devil rejoices to reveal to us again and again and again. Jesus obediently endured such shame so that we may receive the mercy and the grace to help in every time of need. And receive such mercy and grace from Him, the very one before whom we stand as His baptized children. Yes, God's Word does reveal to us that we stand before Him naked and exposed, and that we must give an account of our thoughts and actions. And yes, it is this same Word of God which is living and active, revealing to us that, because of our great high priest, we are to draw near to the throne of grace and draw near with confidence because He has been tempted in every way as we are and yet is without sin. Today you have heard His voice, the voice of invitation by the great high priest to draw near with confidence to this throne of grace, His throne of grace. Today, having heard and believed, you have received the strength and the desire to enter that rest, that Sabbath rest for the people of God, where you will finally rest from all your works as God did from His. In the name of Him who can sympathize with our weakness, our great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds on Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Mark Knuckles from St. Paul Lutheran Church, Austin, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.